Welcome to the 44th episode of Cutting Edge. I'm Landon Sturdivant, and for those of you who have been tuning in and day out, your support means so much, and hopefully these episodes continue to be engaging, enjoyable, and valuable to you. Any feedback, insights, commentary, or suggestions for future episodes that you may have are greatly appreciated. Today is a special one because not only is it a long overdue episode, by the way, apologies guys, but joining me from Evanston, Illinois today is our first ever returning guest. Exactly a year from when our first episode dropped, and boy, is there much more to talk about now. This social media creative and commentator has been making massive moves since we last spoke. He's connected with the likes of Balen Levine, Loaf, De'Adrian Harding, Dizzy Dill, and many others, while his For the Youth account has amassed over 13,000 followers on Instagram, has nearly 5,000 on TikTok, and nearly 2,500 subscribers on YouTube. So without any further ado, please welcome our guest today, George Peretti. How's it going, George?
Yo. How you doing?
Doing well, man. So are you still going to Marquette University?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, how's that experience been as of like the last year? Like what have you learned from it? Like what have you been gaining?
I mean, I'm a business major, so I guess I take like not like stuff I learn in class and try to like apply it to like what I'm doing with like For the Youth, like with whatever, like it's like something about like networking. I try to like apply it because, you know, there's a lot of skills you can take for sure. Even, people are like, I mean, you know, like definitely like you can learn a lot of stuff on your own. Like you don't need college to learn like, you know, a lot of shit, but there's some stuff where, it's important that, you know, you learn from like a class. It just depends though, because you can learn a lot of stuff from just like looking it up off of YouTube. But
absolutely, but yeah, the class sometimes gives you that initiative, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. And you get to take like your major classes right away. That's pretty cool.
No, I have to take like prereqs. So.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that. Yeah. Have you taken like a lot of business classes yet?
Yeah. Taking a few.
Like, cool. What kind of stuff?
Just like marketing, like just that type of, because I'm going to go into marketing. So.
Oh, yeah. That's something I'm considering too, because it seems it's a lot more lucrative than just like a straight up like communications degree.
Is that where you're marketing? Is that where you're headed towards?
Yeah, like originally I was like, oh, I'm for sure going to do like at least like communications like flat out, and then like probably narrow it down later. But then I kind of started looking into it. I'm like, dude, like literally top 10 most regretted majors, like all of them say communicate. It's like, because a lot of people don't narrow it down enough. And I think like just a straight up communications degree doesn't really get you anywhere. So I've considered marketing pretty heavily too. So.
Yeah, I mean, with what you're doing, like you're already doing like communications, like you're already like you have this, you know, show. So like you're already ahead of the game in terms of if you wanted to do it. But yeah, I think marketing is like a good path to go on for creatives at least, just because like,
absolutely,
yeah,
no, for sure. And that's the thing. Like I could just like narrow it down in that way. Like go from communications and then just narrow it down, like whatever kind of floats the boat at that point. I feel like people usually change their majors anyway, but yeah, right. I'm not declared right now. So that's the other good thing.
Yeah.
Was it like balancing like content, school, and whatever social life you can get in?
I mean, it's tough, but you just like, you know, like, whatever, some days I can't like upload a video or like do whatever, so it is hard to balance it. But I think it's important to like know what is the most important thing to do, and once you know that, it's easier to determine what to do that day. So, you know, if you have like a test or whatever, maybe I shouldn't post this video today, blah blah blah. So it just depends on like what you have going on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it varies day by day. Like what does it usually look like? Like what time are you getting up, what time are you going to bed, kind of a thing? Like are you getting a lot of sleep doing all that?
Yeah, I get like a pretty pretty decent amount of sleep. I get like, 7 hours, 6 or 7 hours.
That's good. That's really solid for a lot of college kids, man.
Yeah. It's pretty good, surprisingly, yeah.
No, that's cool that you can balance it out like that, though. I have a friend that he goes to Wheaton. You familiar with Wheaton College?
Yeah.
He's been on here before, and he's from where I'm from, Bellingham, Washington. But he goes to Wheaton. He's playing soccer there. Mm-hmm. He's like basically making moves. He's like a media mogul over there. Like,
oh, sure.
He's been like starting up his company called Berg Media. And he's been like getting the proprietorship, the LLC.
Okay.
He's like the real deal out there. But he's literally like in the off season, he started getting like 2 hours of sleep. I'm like, dude, how do you do this?
Damn, 2 hours. Like, how crazy. That's not healthy. I feel like you have to like, you gotta like get some sleep.
No, I know, like, dude. Function. It's like, bro. I'm like, how do you even survive? Like, I don't think I would like even be alive at that point. Like,
no,
I low-key need my sleep. He makes like pretty regular updates, like his private story and stuff, and it shows like he shows like his app, like that shows him like his sleep. It's like, aim to go to bed at 4:30 a.m. it's like this is how fucked my sleep schedule is. It's like, good lord, dude.
Damn. So what is this? So he's a media mogul. He has his
Yeah, so basically he's like a videographer / content creator. He'll like manage like social media pages and stuff like that.
I see.
He does work with like Wheaton Athletics. He's he'll like go to local businesses and be like, hey, I'll kickstart your website. Oh, you know, I'll do this stuff. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Yeah, no, it's pretty lucrative if you know how to do that right. And he recently was doing a shoot with a guy that works for Porsche. And the guy came up to like Seattle or something, and he was able to like take some shots of a Porsche whipping around the snow.
That's awesome.
Dude, it's pretty crazy. But yeah, no, honestly, because since you're both in Illinois, like, I should like connect you with them, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. So like, you've networked with a lot of people this year, like lots of talented kids from all different fields. If there's anybody that comes to mind, who are you most fascinated by right now?
I this platform is good for networking. I can just reach out to anyone and just be like, yo, do you want a video? You know? but I'd say probably just Balen, because of the fact of to fly out for like a few days and just chop it up. And that was probably the coolest. That was definitely the coolest connection I've gained through all this.
Mm-hmm. No, that segues pretty well, because like I've consistently referenced like to with other guests, like, yo, like this man George like spoke this thing into existence on this podcast right here. Like, I've talked about that a bunch of times too. Like, dude, how surreal was that to like actually get that together, and how'd that end up working out? Like, how did you the original connection there, and then how did it end up being like, yo, like, let's hang out?
Sure. No, I remember listening to that Dexter Shack podcast. You mentioned it there. That was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. But let me, so it started, let's see. So, you know, we had our episode, it released December 28th. I think we recorded it earlier. You know, New Year's, blah, 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 whatever, February. And then I had this idea of For the Youth, but I don't think I started it. I never mentioned it. I don't think I started it. And then February or March is when I, you know, got everything together, at least with the page. I started like uploading these videos. They weren't where they're at now, but they're just at least videos. And then I remember seeing a few pages, took inspiration from them. I don't know if you know, One Track, Suspense. There's like hip hop pages that basically do videos as well, but they're more focused on artists, mainly artists. And my platform is artists, creators, entrepreneurs, anyone. So much more like a wide variety. So I started posting videos. I got better with the edits too, because I realized, like, you know, everyone nowadays doesn't want to like sit through like this boring video. They want to like have flashy edits and dings and pops and shit come out at them because they're fucking ADHD. So I understand that. So I did
that. You got to work with who you're working with. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that, and I kept posting, and then I remember being into, like, the whole, like, mic'd up call with, like, guys like Dizzy Dough, Baylen Levine. So I think I remember the first person I did was Dizzy Dough, and so I posted that video. I was playing basketball with my friends, and then, like, I got dropped off. I was like, oh, shit. Check my phone, and I see that Baylen Levine followed me, and I was like, oh, shit. So I like go to DM him, yo, you're a huge inspiration. Thanks for following and seeing the vision. Responds like 5 minutes later. He says, yeah, I love what your platform is pushing or whatever. That was just crazy to me, because that's like when I first realized, like, oh shit, something's already happening. Like, I've been posting videos for like 3 weeks on this account. And like, you know, I've been trying shit for like my whole, you know, like so many years. And like this thing, like I've only been doing it for like a few weeks. It already seems to be working. So that was crazy to me to see like progress in like so little time. So, and then from there I did a video on him, and then that's when like we really locked in, because then he saw like, oh, okay, this kid's like legit, I guess. I don't know. I kept doing videos on like all the mic'd up people, started doing videos on some artists too. And then the summer came around. I was trying to, like, because I really wanted to, like, expand as much as possible. Like, from the jump, the vision was just to, like, outsource this. So I still do try to outsource it. But I really wanted to, like, secure a podcast. That was, like, the big thing. That was, like, the big talk. Like, I need to secure a podcast, right? So, you know, we're texting back and forth. I'm like, yo, can I slide through some time to, like, do this, you know, podcast interview, whatever, sit down type of thing. And he's like, yeah, I'll let you know a day. Never lets me know a day. So it's like getting to the end of the summer, and then I texted him again, and he's like, yeah, that day works. Texted me that one time, and I was like, oh shit, like, it's now or never. The summer's about to end. It's not gonna be another time to do it. So my friend and I, you know, book tickets, plane tickets, and just do it, and just go to fly out. And then, yeah, everything from there was pretty much, you know, self-explanatory. We didn't get the podcast, and we're just like kicking it with him. It's kind of funny, because I was like, the whole reason, I mean, I didn't really care like what we did. I just wanted to like chop it up and just like, you know, get to link with him. But yeah, whatever, podcast will happen in the future. But I guess that's the full story on that.
No, dude, that's dope. And I like what you said about that it took some time. Like, it took you a long time of trying things and it wasn't working. And then it just took like a few weeks with that one thing. I noticed that with like a lot of artists and creatives that have been going at it since they were like, you know, 16, 15. And they just like, they used like different stage names. It doesn't work, like different styles. Right. And then all of a sudden they just do this, like release one song under a different name. It's their quote unquote their first song, and it blows up. That's the thing, people don't really realize, and they're like, oh, this guy's an industry plant or something like that. Like
100%,
it's usually because they've just been trying it forever and then 100%. Finally get luck with one new thing, and
yeah,
that's just I just think that's super cool, and I that related pretty well too.
Yeah, sorry, no, I went on a little ramble, but
dude, no, like that's what I was looking for, was like that story of just how that all happened, bro. Like I love that. And so yeah, I mean, and that was cool that you got to go down there and talk with him and pick his brain. Like, I think that's just, you know, that's what dreams are all about, man. Like that, the fact that you got to live that out is crazy. What was it like kind of being in person with him? Was it like kind of, were you nervous, bro?
I mean, you know, at first, naturally, yeah. And then like eventually I don't know, it's just like, if you're like, you know, when you're trying to like network with someone or just do whatever, you have to treat them like, I mean, obviously you might think they're like, you'll never think anyone's above you, but like you might think that, but you can't like act like that. You have to act like they're your friend or like a normal person. Like, yeah, I consider him a friend. I don't consider him like a business partner or whatever. That's what I consider anyone like that I've, you know, talked to or been around enough, like a friend versus like someone that I'm just like doing business with, you know, because that's at the end of the day, it's good to maintain like a good relationship with, like, as a friend versus,
absolutely, bro. Because that's the thing, like, that's all about what I do, man. Like, I think that's probably the biggest gain I've had from this podcast is just the amount of friendships I've been able to make with people.
Right.
Like, that's what it's all about for me. And it's all about maintaining those relationships. I could care less about how many streams I get. I mean, because, like, I that's not even really my focus right now. Like, I'm in school, I'm doing other things. Like, you know, it's just like the fact that I get to just connect with people and, you know, make friendships and that'll last, you know, for years in the future. Like, that's the hope with all this stuff.
Hell yeah. Hey, you've been getting big. I see you've been getting big in the gym.
Oh yeah, you saw that, bro. Like, did I post some of my story or something?
Yeah, no, I mean you had like a goal. You're like, it was a goal or something, and then you like
I did that one episode a while back too. That's cool that you checked that out, man.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not sure I'm gonna actually hit that by the end of the year, but hopefully we'll at least get close, and I'm definitely gonna keep striving for it as long as it takes. But for those that don't know, like, my goal is to hit like a 225 bench, a 315 squat. I just started lifting in April. So, and then 30 plus pull-ups and still be able to run a sub 5 minute mile as a college runner. So that should be just about maintaining, but that was my goal by the end of the year. And that's kind of why I've been off the grid for a minute. So just been mad focused, but
it's gonna happen.
Yes, sir. Thank you, bro.
Of course.
So you mentioned that, like, you think that meeting Baylen Levine was about the coolest thing you did this year.
I want to say that, but like, there's been other things, but you know, that was like coolest point in my like career, obviously, because I just like started this thing, and for it to like jump, like for him to believe in me, that's what really what it was. But yeah. So I'm trying to think of like, you know, other things, but I think that was the main thing, at least for the youth, just, you know, meeting him. I also got to connect with some people at Summer Smash, if you're familiar with what that is.
Oh, yeah.
So Summer Smash, we, friend and I, you know, jump the fence for backstage to like go backstage, and Skies had just finished his set, and so we were walking and we just see like little Skies, like we see little Skies, two of his homies, and they're like about to get into like this golf cart or whatever, and we're like, yo Skies, like, can we get an interview? And he's like, nah, I'm about to like go or whatever, I forget what he said, and we just got a picture. But it was just like, what the fuck? Like, it was the first day, like first, like Skies was like the first artist we pulled up to, excuse me. So we literally, that was our first like impression of Summer Smash, which just me and Lil Skies. So that was pretty cool. That was like another highlight. But yeah, no, Summer, Lyric Lemonade, Summer Smash was definitely cool. I actually got to adapt up Cole. I was like, cause he was, you know, that same day we were just like going around and like backstage, just like meeting artists and shit. It was crazy seeing, like, we saw like Trippy, Tana, like Shoreline Mafia, just like all these guys were just like standing there. So we were like, oh shit. But Cole was driving past, and then he like slowed, I don't know, for some reason he slowed down to like talk to some, to like, I think like, you know, his like boys, like Lil Jake or whatever. So he's like talking to like one of his boys. And, you know, my friend goes, he's sitting with Zach Bia. So, you know, obviously I made a video on Zach Bia, right? So I go to dap up. First I dap up Cole. I was like trying to like explain it, like, yo, bro, like you're a huge inspiration, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like, you know, it's too fast for me to like say anything else. So that's what I said. And then, you know, Zach Bia was there too. That's up Zach Bia. And then like the thing, it was like a span of like 3 seconds, but like, it just happened so fast. But I guess I met them, but not really, you know, I didn't really
Dude, that's cool.
Say anything. You know, in the back of my head, I was gonna say like, "Yo, hey, remember the face? I'm gonna be around. I'm gonna be around." Because that's how I felt, at least.
Dude, that's awesome though. And you just did this all like you just jumped the fence.
Yeah, like we just stuck. Yeah, backstage. Yeah, but hey, the goal is next summer. I'm gonna you know, speak this into existence. Next summer, I will have the backstage pass for Summer
Yes,
Smash. So,
sir.
yes, sir.
Dude, yes,
Sir.
sir. Make that happen, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. But dude, that's cool. I believe it too. I believe you get it, man.
Sir, thank you.
Yes, for sure. And you've gotten lots of likes, comments, reposts from like important people this year or people that are big on social media. Like maybe Baylen Levine was one of these people, but like what like, comment, repost, like really like when you checked your phone, you're like, oh my goodness, like what? Like
Shit. Maybe like Gideon. And that happened not too far from Dalen, but I think also just like getting the respect like within the whole community and just yeah, I would say, you know, Gideon was the main one. Because once he like tapped in, I was like, oh shit, like this is Gideon. You know, oh Mose, I did a thing on Mose. He didn't repost it, but I saw he liked it, so that was cool. I did a like a joint post with one of his fan pages, the @LilMosey_fan page. They're like the number one Mosey fan page. So I did post
with
them.
Been at it since like 2018, 2017,
yeah,
when he was first starting.
Right, they've been at it for a minute. B Slime, let's see who else. YSM Flow, Adrian Harding, oh, the Sterniolo triplets, you know, those guys out there, like, yeah.
Dude, all those are sick, too. Like, and that all happened in, like, February, March, and after.
Right, yeah, that all happened, like, I'd say even March and after, not even February.
Dude, that's crazy. I didn't realize For the Youth was just, like, kind of a ghost page, like when I first started talking, because I like referenced it. I was like, oh, this guy's got like a page and it's got, you know, a few followers. So like,
yeah, no, it had like 5,000, because what I did before is I just like, you know, like Underground Sound and all those, like Cash Cow.
Yeah.
They just, like they have good posts, but like the premise of it is we just posted like pictures of artists and be like, oh, this guy's next up. Like that's what I did.
Right.
For like, but it wasn't fulfilling because yeah, I wasn't being creative. Like I was just like making like photoshopping a picture. I just didn't feel like I was being creative. Like didn't feel like enjoyable. That's why I was just like kind of just sitting there for a long time. And then yeah, and I just decided to do this. So there we go.
No, that's cool, man. Yeah, it's all about creative fulfillment. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how you stay in the game. So you stay at it. So that's cool though. If there's anything like looking back this year, like if anything that you wish you would have done differently, what would that have been?
Oh, it's a great question. That is a great question. Yeah, something I would have done differently. Probably just taking more advantage of my time, as in like spending more time instead of editing a video, like focusing more on the brand, as in you know, I mean, maybe balancing time in general, but I've been like, what I've been able to do is just like edit videos and, you know, focus on other important things. But I think what I need to do is just like, you know, maybe send off a video to someone else to edit. Like I've been through a few editors, but like I've really liked anyone yet. So I'm still hiring an editor. So if you're listening to this and you can edit, I will pay you very, you know, whatever you think you deserve. I got you. Because I do need an editor. Because if I could spend more time just on the brand versus editing videos, that would definitely help. So I think that's the main thing, just to have more time to like focus on other things. But yeah, that's my main thing. And you know, I get a video out like almost every day. And I think the thing with that is I just like try to like push them out. But I do think that if I have an editor that like thoroughly edits and like makes it really ADHD with all like the hops and like arrows and shit, that it will be like the best it can be. So yeah,
for sure. Yeah, yeah. You know, just allotting time in like the right places and just right. Outsourcing what you might not have time for at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Like, I mean, especially with all that you've got going on too, like it's just, you only have so much time in a day. So yeah.
Right.
Like obviously, and with all those things that, you know, you've got going on, like I'm sure lack of motivation hits, or like it gets harder to put things out like usual. What keeps you going? Cause obviously like your consistency speaks for itself. Like you've been at it, but what keeps you going when it's hard?
Nah, I mean, that's a great question. I think it's hard to like, I'm like almost equally as demotivated as I'm motivated, you know, with this page, because, you know, it's sometimes I was like, damn, like what even is the end goal? But I always remember, like, I just want this to be the next Lyrical Lemonade, the next like MTV, just like this big multimedia company. And also I, you know, want to use this to eventually help my own career, my own personal brand. So I think like it, like I'm motivated once I remember that, you know. I sometimes gotta remind myself that. But yeah, you said what like helps me stay motivated?
Yeah, it sounds like that's kind of what you just said. Yeah, just like, okay, remembering what the vision is.
Yeah.
No, that's sick. And that vision, that long-term vision, is like becoming like a big multimedia company that could do something like what Lyrical Lemonade does now.
Yeah, I would say that. Just, you know, expanding. I already have clothing released right now. I just want to expand that. I have a blog, want to expand that. I have a Discord server, want to get that expanded as well. I actually have, right now I have a subscription thing. It's $5 a month. If you subscribe, you can, I just basically like post, it's not in the style of my normal posts, but like I just post little graphics, and I give you tips on like how to do YouTube shorts, how to do TikTok, just like certain like tricks that like people might not know that would be useful. So that's also another thing, but I think that will grow as time goes on. But yeah,
absolutely, man. Yeah, especially the more following you get, the more people will subscribe. And
yeah also,
and,
just
and
like,
the more you learn too. Yeah, like,
yeah, it's also just about helping people at the end of the day. Like, you know, I want to, you know, as much as I want to like, you know, make this huge and whatnot, it's good to like help people at the same time, because people, you know, they have a goal at the same time. I feel like there are other platforms that do that, but there's no, at least in the YouTube space or the you know, artist space in general, there's no one that's trying to like help uplift these creators. So that's what I want to do, just like uplift them and like give them advice and help them. So yeah
agreed, man. Yeah, winning is best when we can like collectively do it. I think,
exactly,
like that's huge. And oh, also, yeah, somebody else's win isn't taking away from your win. I think the world is more abundant than that.
100%.
Dude, I love that. So what do you think is the next project for you? Like, what's the next thing that you're working towards in building your personal brand, or just for the youth?
Good question. Right now I'm doing a lot of planning for like longer videos. Gonna be doing some man on the street type of interviews to promote, like get my face out there on the page more, just to you know, help people like associate like a you know, person
face to
with
the name,
the page,
man.
Face to the name, yeah, just to,
yes sir,
you know, get that going as well. Still gonna be doing daily posts, probably gonna be hiring an editor or two to help with that. Merch is just gonna stay the same until I can, so it's really just taking it to the next level. You know, I'm just gonna keep pushing to 20K,
yep,
and just keep working with, really, I could tell you, my bad, something just fell, I could tell you a few of the people that I will be working with, like, you know, in the future, if you want to.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Yeah, if you're willing to share that.
So here, let me pull up this. I got another one with DeAndre Harding. Got one in the works with Y Speed Trill. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Just got one with Kevin Powers.
Kevin Powers.
I actually got one with Max. Yeah, that's crazy because you know Max.
Yeah, no, I've seen these ones. Crazy. Yeah, the ones you posted. I've been keeping up, dude. You're making big moves recently.
Dude, whenever I was on the phone with Max about the post, he was talking about you because we were like, I was like, wait, were you on any other like interviews? And he was like, oh yeah, Landon. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? I know. Like, of course I know Landon. That's crazy.
Dude, isn't that where you found me originally?
Because
that
was the one Danny Papa
Yates. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I was like, going to say that was like the Daniel Proper Yates one that was also with Max. So.
Yeah, no, that's how I found your page was because I saw the Daniel Proper Yates, whatever. I just listened to it and I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. And then, that Spotify playlist that we did, that was cool too. What do you call it though? I want to do a new. I was gonna think about doing a new one and just adding like a bunch of like, because I've just been listening to a lot of like just fucking underrated art, just like a bunch of like artists that are just like if you look at my playlist, you're gonna be like, what the fuck? They're just like a bunch of like artists with like 3,000 followers. They're like, you know what I mean?
That's sometimes the best. I mean, because they're not even focused on anything other than making good stuff. So right.
You got the hidden talent. There we go. Mm-hmm. There's so many artists that just like, you know, they need that spotlight. So,
mm-hmm. Dude, yeah, I'd be happy to assist with that in any way. Like
100%. That playlist went crazy. Voices of the Youth. What's it called?
Yeah. No, that was a great, and you made a killer cover for that too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so if y'all haven't checked that out, Voices for the Youth, it's our playlist. It's got like a light green cover. I could drop the link in the podcast description here. I think it's pretty good, man. And George put some of his own music in there too. So if y'all are interested in hearing that, man, come on, check that out. Yeah. Yes, sir. So yeah, well, where can people follow you, support you? Like, what are you looking to, get plugged right now?
Yeah. Just personal page at George Peretti, For the Youth page, at For the Youth IG, on everything. That's pretty much it.
Awesome, bro. Yeah, I'll have all of those links, like for Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, I don't know, wherever you can find that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that it's all there. YouTube for sure. I saw you at 9, like your personal YouTube's at 999 subscribers. So get him to a K, man.
One
subscriber, bro. So just one person subscribe. Come on now.
One person subscribe. See one person.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it is at 999. What the hell? Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I was just looking. I was like, dude, like he's like right there.
Damn, someone subscribe.
Yeah, we just need one person.
That's hilarious.
Come on. So I asked you this last year and I asked this at the end of every episode. So what makes George Peretti or For the Youth cutting edge? Basically what I'm asking there, what separates you? What makes you different than other pages trying to do the same thing?
Okay. I'm going to come at you with a different answer.
Okay.
I think last year I said something like that I've been doing this for a while, something like that along those lines. But I think this year it would have to just be consistent, like combined with the consistency, combined with the community, just combined with, you know, I just want to, like, this is just where I see myself. I just, you know, I'd see myself doing this, you know, and nothing else. Like, I'm very, you know, driven and set and locked in. I eat, sleep, bleed, and breathe this shit. So if you know, you have to do that in order to succeed, I feel like. You have to breathe it. You have to eat it. You have to sleep it. You have to bleed it. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, obsession is key. Like, I've noticed that with all, like, the big moguls, Mr. Beast, Cole Bennett, all these guys. I mean, they were so, I mean, almost to an unhealthy point, but that's just, like, that's just kind of what it takes to be, like, the best. Like, it just, that's all it is. It's, like, pure obsession. How am I going to be the best?
Pure obsession.
Like,
pure obsession.
I love that, man. And I love how you, like, were aware of what you said last year, because I was going to hit you with the, your answer last time was you'd been at it for a while. You're a spectacular networker and the work will speak for itself. And man, I think the work has spoken for itself. I think, you know, and you've made it clear that you're really good on the networking side of things too. Like, you've networked with so many more people than you were already connected to a lot of people before, but you know, like now it's just different. So
I gotta say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Job not finished.
I love it, man. I see you post that stuff all the time. The job not finished captions and like.
Yep. Job is never finished. You're up to
what's
all.
That quote mean to you, man? Like
everything.
What
everything? Yeah, there's always a better point. I mean, maybe once you're like fucking Elon Musk or something, but there's always a higher point that you can achieve. You know, job is never finished. Apply that to anything. Apply that to.
Mm-hmm.
Even like working out, like, you know, you could always reach a higher point. I apply that to this all the time, because sometimes I get in my own like highs, like, oh, dude just reposted me. Like, and I think to myself, what does that really mean? The job is not finished. Keep going. Keep leveraging off of this traction. So I think that's a good mindset to have. But
to have what you said about Elon Musk, like he's bigger in 2022 than he was last year.
Oh yeah,
man's the Twitter mogul crazy. Now
he's gonna step down, you know, he lost that poll, he's gonna step down from Twitter.
Oh yeah, is that right?
Yeah, he did a poll. He's like, should I still be the CEO of Twitter, and then like, or should I step down, and the votes were yes. Like there's 57% yes. So like now he has to step down. And then Mr. Beast,
I'm surprised it was only 57 because I feel like all I hear is negative criticism about how he's doing things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then Mr. Beast replied, am I out of the picture for the CEO? And Elon replied to that and said no. So Mr. Beast could be the CEO of Twitter. That would be crazy.
Dude.
Mr. Beast, what would he do? Just like give people money. He'd be like,
he'd be like, every Twitter subscriber or every Twitter user gets $1 million. we're gonna get a new video out, get 100 random Twitter users, and we're gonna give out $1 million.
Speaking of Mr. Beast, his manager is a goat. I want to do a video on his manager. So hey, maybe next year I'll get to work with his manager in the works in the future. Because they fascinate. Like his manager and like what he does kind of fascinates me. Just like, cause he basically like got Mr. Beast, you know, I mean, I asked Mr. Beast it himself, but it's just crazy to see what the shit that they're doing with like Beast Burger and like all this Feastables, mm-hmm. and, like that whole collab, and just crazy to see that like roll out, because I know that he will. I think Mr. Beast will be the first YouTube billionaire, but
I think he will easily. I mean, if there's anybody that's gonna do it, it's him. Like, he's
that I agree. Let me
but yeah, dude, like, yeah, there's like he's got so many things now that it's like impossible for it all to be managed by him. Like, there's no way for him to keep track of everything.
Yeah, no, I definitely. Yeah.
What's his manager's name?
Oh, it's a Reed. Yeah, I'll send it to you after this. Let me look
bro,
it up
that would
quick.
Be sick. Like I had no idea that there was this guy, but I figured he must have a manager or something. Yeah. There's no way he does all this himself, but
there's no way.
These guys behind the scenes, man. It's like that's what I like about For the Youth is you always get those behind the scenes guys that's just like, dude, they're doing so much, and they're like not, you know, spotlight kind of figures.
Yeah. But no, I definitely like want to work with, I mean, that's a fucking stretch, but Mr. Beast in any way, like even if it's like a the smallest thing. I don't care. I just, Mr. Beast just like fascinates me, his whole like story. Kyle from Nelk, not because like, I mean, I'm a fan of Nelk, but just to see his mindset with the business. You know, he has Happy Daddy, he has the Full Send podcast. They just interviewed OJ. Like, they're doing a bunch of shit. So definitely want to lock it with Kyle in any way possible. I guess, you know, I mean, Cole, Zach Bia, just those are, I mean, just checking them off the list, you know. I mean, last year this time, what was I saying? Like, Bale, Levine, Gideon, Cole, Zach. So I got two out of the four. So,
dude, yeah, there, that's, you know? Exactly, man. Dude, and I believe in it, man. If you get two out of four this time, you'll still be connected to, you know, multiple of the biggest influencers in the world, or like at least in our world, like at least in America and stuff. So, but right, definitely right. Like they're huge everywhere. So,
right.
Oh man, but that's, I think, that's,
yeah. No, I just think if I can outsource this, it will be, I don't know if maybe like, cause I was talking to Max just about like the whole vision and stuff like that. And maybe he was, I don't know, maybe he was sober. Hopefully he was sober, but he literally texted me back. I explained like the whole, like, you know, mission statement for For the Youth. And he's like, bro, this is going to be the biggest thing ever. And that was like, oh shit. Like if he's saying that, like it's up.
Yeah. No, he knows what he's talking about with these things, man. So
yeah.
No, man, that's good to hear, bro. Like, I believe it too. I see it. And like the work ethic and the mindset that you have to, like, make it happen. Job not finished.
Shit. Hey, job not finished. Hey, 2024. Shit. Who knows where I'll be on the cutting edge though. That's all I know.
Oh yeah, for sure. You already were. Yeah. That's why you're here.
Yep.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you so much for talking, bro. Everybody, you know, go tap those links in my description and everything. Like, follow this man because, you know, we're selling tickets for early arrival right now. But if you wait too long, you're gonna miss those, and then we're gonna be selling tickets for the bandwagon. So
there we go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get your bandwagon tickets. Get your early arrival ones.
So, there we go.
Yes, sir.
great marketing mindset. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on. I mean, hopefully I can hop back on next year and see what has changed from this year even.
That'd it's about be crazy. To be an annual thing. You already know.
Indeed.
Absolutely, bro.
There we go.
Man, yes, stay safe out there in that cold ass weather.
Yeah, hey, you too. It's cold up there in Seattle. Seattle,
a little north. Well, yeah, we're a little north of Seattle, but yeah, we're basically almost in Canada where I am. So,
yeah.
All right, man. Thank you for talking, bro.
Of course.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Hey guys, for those of you who made it this far, I want to thank you all again for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did making it, because if there's anybody to have on this podcast as a returning guest, it was definitely George. This guy's had a heck of a year, and I hope you guys go support him by following him on social media. I've got all of his links and all the ways you can support him in the podcast description. And if you want to go follow this podcast, you can hit the follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you're listening from. And if you like this episode, feel free to leave a review. I think it takes like 10 seconds to do. It really helps me grow the podcast and just, you know, just all around improve. If you want to follow on Instagram, it's going to be at Cutting Edge IG. That's at CUTTINGEDGEIG. And my personal Instagram is at Landon_Sturdivant. That's at LANDON_STURDEVANT. And my email is going to be LTSturdivant@yahoo.com. That's LTSTURDEVANT@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, guys, and I'll see you on the next one.